चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट।
मोर फिस्कल ट्रांसपेरेंसी विल मीन बेटर इकोनॉमी इन इंडिया, सेज IMF. फाइनेंसिंग न्यू सोशल इनिशिएटिव्स एंड डेवलपमेंट प्रोजेक्ट्स विल बेनिफिट इंडियाज यंगर जनरेशंस, बट दिस विल रिक्वायर प्रूडेंट यूज ऑफ पब्लिक फंड्स, द इंटरनेशनल मॉनिटरी फंड हैज सेड. इकोनॉमिक डेवलपमेंट प्रोजेक्ट्स एंड एनहांस्ड सोशल इनिशिएटिव्स इन द कंट्री विल बी वाइटल इन द कमिंग ईयर्स, बट टू जनरेट द रेवेन्यू नीडेड टू गेट देम ऑफ द ग्राउंड, इंडियाज डेब्ट अमंग द हाइएस्ट इन इमर्जिंग मार्केट्स मस्ट बी रिड्यूस्ड. Despite some improvement in reported fiscal deficits, debt has a share of GDP remains little changed over, partly due to increases in off-budgeting financing, it said in a report released on Monday. This large public sector footprint also ties up financial resources that could otherwise be drawn upon for private investment. Reforms to improve budgeting and enhance transparency in fiscal reporting have a vital role to play in putting debt on a durable downward trajectory. Much of the discussion regarding fiscal policies in India focuses on its central and state government deficits. However, a broader and more relevant measure of the government's fiscal position and its bearing on the economy is the public sector's borrowing requirement, which has risen about 8.5% of GDP, according to IMF estimates. This estimate incorporates some information on central government expenditures, which are financed off-budget through other mechanisms, but is missing information on activities of state public enterprises and lower tiers of government. The high borrowing requirement of the public sector also holds India back as it strives to catch up with more advanced countries by making private sector investment more costly. Investment activity, whether public or private, relies on a finite pool of financial resources. In India's case, households' net financial savings have been lower than public sector borrowing requirement in recent years, implying that private investment projects face steep competition for funding, making financing more costly and preventing potentially viable projects from being initiated. Getting the word out of India's true fiscal stance could yield significant benefits for policymakers and Indian economy. For example, a more accurate picture of the fiscal stance will better inform decisions regarding how much stimulus should be provided in a cyclical downturn. The government can increase its creditability vis-a-vis financial market and enjoy more favorable borrowing conditions as a result. And greater fiscal transparency will also boost the ability of investors and citizens to make informed and efficient financial and economic decisions. In the coming years, said IMF, India should recommit to debt reduction by reducing its public sector borrowing requirement. Measures to enhance fiscal transparency and improve reporting will play a vital role in this process. As a part of Group 20, India has already committed to publishing general government fiscal information on a quarterly basis, which should enable better monitoring and faster policy reactions. As a complement, India will have to improve the collection and disclosure of information on public enterprises, especially at the state level, in order to better anticipate possible causes of financial distress and minimize their costs of taxpayers. Yet, more information does not necessarily imply for more transparency for citizens. Information is currently scattered across many documents and websites, making it difficult to obtain a comprehensive account of the use of public resources. Going forward, the federal and the state governments should look to provide the public with more user-friendly and forward-looking information and narratives and adopt common standards to ensure that citizens in all states have equal access to fiscal information, said IMF.